VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey, hey, lovely humans. How's your day been? Today we're hearing from an ex-Navy SEAL, Jakob Willink. For those who are not familiar with the SEALs, it's a major special force in the US military system. So yeah, this dude probably has experienced a lot more than any of us ever will in our lifetime, and somehow he still managed to pull through. So if you need your daily dose of motivation and inspiration, you've come to the right place. Here's what he says in our sentence of the day. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling. And I'm scrapping, and I'm kicking and crawling at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. 我一直在奋斗，不断的挣扎，并抓住那些弱点去改变，阻止他们。好，那我们再回到我们的 sentence 之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们今天第一个 pronunciation tip 是 struggling。那这边的重音就是发在前面的 S， 是 struggling。 那我们第二个发音重点是 scrapping。 那我们第三个发音重点是 clawing。 那这边的 AW 是发 R 的音，所以是 clawing。那我们最后一个发音重点是 weaknesses。那我们这边的重音是放在前面，所以是放在 W 这边 weaknesses。好，那我们再回到我们今天的句子。I'm always fighting. I'm struggling. And I'm scrapping.And I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. 好，那我们现在看到我们第一个单字，我们第一个单字是 scrap。Scrap 呢是一个 verb， 它的意思是打架、吵架。那这边我们看到我们的例句 ：The boys were grounded for scrapping at school.男孩们因为在校打架而被禁足。Grounded 或是 grounding 就是禁足的意思。那 scrap 还有其他意思，我们其实很常会有时候会听到 scraps， 就是复数，所以复数名词其实是指废弃物或是剩食。所以我们讲 scrap paper 的话，就是废纸的意思。Please sheath your claws. We come in peace. 请收起你的爪子，我们没有要来打架。那这边在讲请收起你的爪子，这里当然就是隐喻，就是通常有人表现的比较有攻击性的时候就可以这样用。那我们现在来看到几个跟 claw 有关的片语， claw 跟 kick 有关的片语。刚刚我们有看到 kicking and clawing 的意思，我再补充一下，它其实是不是真的在指 kicking and claw， 真的是指 kicking and clawing， 它是比较抽象的意思，所以就是挣扎的意思。可是不是真的肢体上的挣扎，可能是心理战，心理的挣扎。有一个片语叫 kick the bucket。Kick the bucket 通常就是指过世或是死掉的意思，因为以前的死刑就有绞刑。那以前的绞刑的时候都是把犯人吊死。那他们之前在死之前，他们会先踩在一个桶子上，那通常就是踢了那个桶子之后，他们才会就是挂掉，所以就变Kick the bucket 就变成死亡或是死去的意思。好，那还有一个片语叫 alive and kicking。 这就完全是不一样的意思，就是指活活跳跳或是活得很活跃的意思，生龙活虎的意思。就是 kicking 在这边是指真的在蹦蹦跳跳，然后身手矫健的意思。好，那我们现在进入我们第三个 vocabulary， 也就是 weakness。weakness 在这边是一个 noun， 那它的意思就是虚弱或软弱的意思。这边有一个例句 ，Hans is always poking at his opponent's weaknesses to get the upper hand。Hans 时常为了占上风去戳敌方的弱点。好，那在这边补充几个跟弱点有关的片语。那第一个片语就是 have a weakness for something or someone， 就是特别宠爱或是因为谁或什么东西而有弱点。你可能特别喜欢吃蛋糕，你就可以说 I have a weakness for cake， 就是你无法拒绝蛋糕的意思。那这边还有一个习惯用语，就是 Achilles heel， 中文翻译是阿基里斯的脚跟。那这个就是一个希腊神话，就是一个希腊以前古代的英雄，然后他的脚跟后脚跟就是他的弱点，所以 Achilles heel 之后就是泛指弱点，全部就叫 Achilles heel。还有最后一个片语就是 a moment of weakness。 那 a moment of weakness 就是放下戒心的一刻。所以就是你可能妈妈就是放下戒心或是心软了，你就可以说 mom had a moment of weakness， mom had a moment of weakness， 所以就可能放过我啊，或是不处罚我。 And we're going out with a bangSome motivational songs for you. First, we have What Doesn't Kill You Makes You, Kelly Clarkson. It's iconic. You probably heard of it. And the second one is also as famous. It's Fight Song by Rachel Platten. And the last one is Lose Yourself by Eminem. For those of you who don't mind explicit language, that is. And we're set to go.Let me know down in the comments how you pushed through hard times, and don't forget to leave your recordings. Have a good one.